Where are you from?
I'm from Brazil.
What brought you here?
Yeah, I was in Brazil with a German woman that's living there for 20 years, but she lived here in India for 4 years before. And she talked me about Auroville and showed me the pictures of Matri Mandi and said that probably Auroville will fit on me and I'll be happy to work in social projects. So after I see Matri Mandi and know that it's a meditation place, and I went to the site and I saw so many possibilities, and I say, okay, I think something's calling me to go there, I'll try it. And then I came.
Have you found out what was calling you?
Yes, I still think that have more, but I already found so many good things for me here. I developed so much myself that... Yeah, it's already very good that the experience is very good for me, but I want more.
You want more?
I want more.
So you would be back?
I hope I can come back as soon as possible so I can keep my project here. And yeah, don't...
Não foi legal, não pegou bem. Que vontade de chorar.
Talking about the project, you were involved with voluntary work with legal things, with law, something like that. Can you explain me a little bit more?
Yeah, at the beginning I come to Auroville and I decide to don't work with anything that I used to do in Brazil, because I'm a lawyer in Brazil. So I started just to work with hands, and then I was in Kulapalayam making hammocks with the ladies, and I was really happy to realize how I'm unable in this kind of things. So you go slowly, slowly, and you improve yourself. But after some while, I realized that if I have some skills, I could help even more the community. So in the second moment here in Auroville, I start to see people that was like working with law or need someone to help them in this area. So I found a consulting group that was starting to work with some unities to try to see if they are respecting at least the minimum rules of India, because even if Auroville there is no laws, at some point the industries and the commercial unities, they need to respect at least, for example, the worker laws. So we are going inside of the unities to check everything, not just about worker law, but about healthy and about IGN and environment, and so we can collaborate with them so they can become better and better. And we hope that this idea to check it out if the work is going the right or not right way can grow, and more unities can come and ask for help. This is a cooperation work, actually.
It's a consulting group. Who is behind that consulting group?
At this moment, it's like we have Martin, we have Min, and we have Eric. Eric is like a volunteer here as me, but he has a very big background in making audits in Europe. So he's really helping us to figure out how to do it in a good way, because actually it's really not audit, it's really like a cooperation. We come, we see what can improve, and then we work together. That's the idea.
So in general, you go in the unit, explore, research, talk with the people,
talk with workers,
and then you do a report.
Yes, manage workers, we see documents, we see the area, if they have good ventilation and things like this. And after we have some results, and we work together to find a better solution to improve the unity and make the unity grows in his area. This is one thing, and the other thing that I still work in here.
Se não quiser, tudo bem, meu bem. Mas tente compreender. Morando em São Gonçalo, você sabe como é. Hoje à tarde a ponte engarrafou e eu fiquei a pé.
And that's the most beautiful part for me, actually, is I'm helping Gala in Pitanga teach yoga to children. So this is really the most beautiful thing that I found here in Auroville that actually is making me come back again.
Why is it so beautiful?
Because I thought that it would be difficult to teach yoga to children because they have so much energy, and yoga somehow you need concentration. So I thought that children will lose the concentration very fast, but they really like surprised me. They like to do it, and sometimes we are meditating, and after the meditation we share our experience, and they said so amazing, beautiful things. They are so open for this kind of knowledge, much more than us. So it was like an amazing experience, like, yeah, so like a miracle for me.
Faz tudo pelo nosso amor. Faz tudo pelo bem do nosso bem, meu bem, neném, ai, ai, faz comigo não. A saudade é minha dor. E anda arrasando com meu coração. Não duvide que um dia eu te darei céu, o meu amor junto com o anel, pra gente se casar.
I really like children. I really like education programs. So, work with Gala bring me like a new way, you know, to make things. Maybe something that I can come back to my country and try to do by myself.
So that way you realize that actually in Auroville it's not only one work or one job. It's always intermingled with many things. Yes.
Yes, that's why you need time. You need time to meet people, you need time to get their confidence, you need time to really have a relationship, and then after that, Auroville really open to you and bring exactly what you need for that moment. So you need time. My first month here, it was not Auroville at all. I know my friends that left in their first month, they really don't know Auroville for sure. You need time, and then they open their heart and they receive you in a good way. Otherwise, you just see Auroville like a tourist, and it's not what Auroville it is. It's not a tourist place for sure. It's much more than that. Then that's why I still think that Auroville can bring even more things for me, because I'm here for 4 months, and each time that I stay longer, I discover something better, or something good, or something new, or something to explore and to learn.
Hoje à tarde a ponte engarrafou e eu fiquei a pé. Tentei ligar pra você, o orelhão da minha rua estava escangalhado.
Let me go back to that law thing. You started the project and you went to the work units already, yes?
Actually, I didn't start with the project. I started almost when they were finished the process of research and starting to go inside of the unit. So when I came, I was just really study all kind of labor law. Yeah. And some kind of consumer law and some kind of IGN law and quality of products. So I was checking if everything was there. So we started actually yesterday. We started the first unit yesterday, and it was a very good experience. I'm surprised almost everything is like correct and in the right way. So I'm happy. I hope the other ones will be in the same way. But the idea is just to have a minimum, you know, at the beginning, just to check if they are doing things in a good way. I don't like to talk about right or wrong, but in a good way. So after that, maybe all the unities can think about something else, something even better, something special, something that has Auroville soul. Because Auroville is here to make, to be example for others. So at this moment it's just the minimum, but we hope that after this minimum we can grow and think about something even better for Auroville, for workers and for the community as a unity.
But the units were willing to collaborate to work with you?
We are working with the unities that are already open to do that. And we think and we hope that other unities, after see these first steps, they can open themselves to, okay, come and we can work together and collaborate together and improve the producer or the service. I think because at some point everybody wants to become better and to improve their business and improve their unity. So we are not here like fiscalizing anybody. We are not from the government. We are really trying to help people. So if this idea is spreading in Auroville, we hope that more units can come and look for us and to keep doing the work.
Eu faço sob amor até mais tarde e tenho muito sono de manhã. Escuto a correria da cidade que arde e apresso o dia de amanhã. De madrugada a gente ainda
se. You said the first month was tough for you, that it was hard. What was the hardest?
The hardest, the first months I didn't have any Aurovillian friends. And I came here to leave Auroville. So live just with guests and just have guest friendship was not enough for me. So that was the hardest part. I have some difficulties to make a relationship. Maybe because I'm from Brazil and we have this really friendly culture, and then we make friendship very easily and very fast. So this is the way that I used to be. So when I arrived here, I just have guest friends. All my friends was guests, and I was seeing them leave and say, oh, come on, we'll be like this every day, someone coming and leaving. I want to understand the community and to understand the community, or even try to help in somehow. I need to know people from the community, you know. The hard part was like some feeling of, it's a bad word, but some feeling of rejection, you know. I don't know if I'm really welcome here, but then I really understand. First, they want some people that come here to give energy, not just to take it. So I agree in this part. And the second is, like me, I was suffering a lot to see people leaving Auroville. So I think
you felt a bit of that, yes.
Yes. After some while, say, okay, it should be very difficult all the time make friendship and see your friends leaving and get these emotional things unbalanced and be happy and be sad and be happy and be sad. So when you become part somehow of this and you know people from here, you can understand why they are close. But at the first moment it was hard.
But no, it's not like that anymore.
No, I don't wanna go.
Debaixo do meu cobertor de lã. Eu faço samba e amor até mais tarde. Tenho muito sono de manhã.
I don't know, finally I feel home. This is what is happening now. I feel home, I have friends, I have work. I feel productive, I feel that I can give something good for the community. I'm practicing my yoga, I have my children around, and I don't know, I already know what to find everything, how to make my marketing, and what the schedules of the movies, and so I need to go. And I don't feel really happy at all. I know that live in another country will be good anyways, a new experience, But I think at this moment I was just stabilized here, and I don't know. I hope I can back as soon as possible. If I need to wait 2 months, I will try to get new experience in 2 months. For 2 months, and then say, oh my god, I plan to be here in Auroville just for a month, and now I'm here for two. I need to go out a little bit, not to see India, and then I can say people, oh, I travel in India. And then I start to travel, and after a while, not so long, I start to really miss here. I say, oh my god, I want to come back. I want to be there again, even if it's really hot. Even if I'm sweating a lot there, when I come back, then I come back, and so I'm here for 1 month, and then I'm leaving with the same feeling that probably I will leave, and I will feel like missing the place. I can say that Auroville now is really my second home. Brazil is my first, and Auroville now become a new family.
Which means you will be back in 2 months.
Yeah, no, I will come back. I just don't know when I can come back in 2 months, or I can will try to come back earlier, because now I have letter as a volunteer. I hope the embassy has like a good heart to understand that I want to come to help them, you know, to give my energy to this country, and I could do this anywhere, and I decide to do this here. So I hope they have like an open heart to understand and to be flexible.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Quiere mille de lengua, a la guana.